professional swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Tuesday morning, September the 10th, I hope that you have your momentum from yesterday going, and I hope that you're on your way this morning. Yes, it's early. If you have not peeked outside, it's crisp and cool for the moment, so it's a great morning to get started and to get started on time. We always ask you every single day to make sure that you stay engaged. Watch out for our school buses, school kids, and school zones. And every single morning, I kid you not, I see something, we see something that helps us to remind ourselves and you to stay engaged. This morning, a group of small children standing outside playing, waiting for the school bus, unattended, no adults in sight. And I'm telling you, if we're not watching out for kids, they're certainly not watching out for us. So as you're making your way to work / school, whatever it is that you're doing this morning, wherever you're traveling, Anytown, USA is having the same issues in the morning, and that's trying to get to work and get your kids to school if you have kids. And so as you're traveling in, I'm asking you, I am imploring you to make sure that you watch out not only for yourself, but for others. Make sure that you're giving our school buses the respect and the courtesy that they deserve as they try to get our kids to school. Make sure that you please slow down through those school zones. Remember, they're in effect until 9 a.m. They start at about 7, and then they resume again at 2 o'clock. So as you're traveling this afternoon, we want you to be mindful as well about those school zones. They're critically important. Help our crossing guards and our resource officers. Help those kids get across the street. Help them to get off school buses. And you know what? Be especially careful as you are going through the drop-off line. That's a time where people get anxious and a lot happens. And that's why we ask you every single morning to give yourself enough time to get there safely, because anything can happen. And I know it's frustrating. Sometimes kids can't seem to get out of the car. They can't get their stuff together. And it's not a good thing if you are not on time. So just as a reminder this morning as you're traveling in, it's 7:38. It looks like it's going to be another beautiful hot day. So we want to remind you once again, make sure you've given yourself enough time. Now, switching gears just a little bit, we want to remind you about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. It's time to get the momentum for the race. We want you to get engaged. We want you to get involved. And this is how you do it. You just go to the website. It's www.komenacadiana.org and register for the race. We've had really large teams every single year, and we don't want this year to be any different. All you've got to do is go to the website and register. The team this year is called On Point Talk and Sylvia's. So we expect to have a large contingent of people from all over representing your town, representing wherever you're from, to come out and get engaged and walk. And let me tell you, if you have not done it yet, what are you waiting for? It is the most fun. It's one of the nicest things that you can do for yourself and do for survivors, to just show up, show your solidarity, and show your support. And when you do that, it helps our community. All of the money that we raise, 75% stays right here in Central Louisiana. And what we talk about doing are providing mammograms for women who are uninsured or underinsured. Lots of great things come from the race. So we're going to be reminding you. We're going to be talking more about the race. We're going to be telling you what you can expect. And once again, how you can get involved. It's really, really easy. Again, the website, www.komenacadiana.org. You can register right there. You can create your own team. You can join our team, or you can just register to walk. However you'd like to do it, we're happy that you will do it, and we want to see your face at the race. Also, we're going to be telling you more about
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. It is going to be the second annual. It is going to be amazing. And I'm going to tell you, if you are not making plans for the Pink Party for the Cure, what are you waiting for? It's going to be off the chain. If you thought last year was great, this year is going to be bigger, better, and greater. Y'all, we've got a lot on point this morning. It's 7:42. I'm going to get a break here, but I'll tell you what's on point when we come back. Let me first say that this segment of the OPT Network, though, is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. And we ask you every single morning, if you're a senior that's 55 years old or older, you can get involved and you can be the difference maker in a young person's life. You can help shape them. All the while, you get paid for it. You get a stipend. It does not affect any of your incoming income. And you get mileage. Yes, you get your mileage paid as well. All you've got to do for more information is phone 318-484-2260. Again, the number 318-484-2260. Also, our friends at Hixson Automotive Group, proud presenting sponsors of this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Hixson Automotive is in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website can be located at HixsonHasIt.com, www.HixsonHasIt.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. These are proud sponsors of the OPT Network. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what else is on point. Stay with us. We're back after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup. Real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HixsonHasIt.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixsonHasIt.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:48. And remember, as you're going about your morning, remember school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Make sure that you stay engaged. Slow down. And remember, lots of detours and road construction going on. So keep in mind that those things are happening and you've got to give yourself enough time for the detours as well. This segment, however, of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. And you know there's lots coming up. Lots of activities going on in Avoyelles Parish, and we would encourage you to get involved in those activities. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria, Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary and his team, for the best wiring, all the best channels, and the best savings. Get Wired Satellites is where you can start. The number 318-767-2220. And then we remind you every single morning to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team are serving Rapides Parish. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Well, this morning we've got lots to talk about, but before we start, you know, I just wanted to share an article with you that I had read. You know, we're always talking about being positive and how you start your morning, how you start your week off with positivity. Well, this morning, we're going to be talking about just that. And, you know, I always say, you know, the power of positive thinking and you can have what you say. Well, now there is research and a psychology behind all of this that we're going to talk about this morning and how you can be more effective in the workplace and how team leaders can help to lead their team in ways that are effective. And it's more than just the power of words. It's the psychology, the real psychology, the study and the research that is really behind positivity. And so that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about this morning. And one of the other things that I wanted to share before we get to our author and the work that she has done with the psychology and positive thinking is I wanted to share this article because I thought it was really, really interesting. And as I was reading it, I thought of a newism, something that Uncle New would say all the time. And for those of you who listen to the show, you know he was our uncle who went home to be with the Lord. And he would always say that we're all only as sick as our secrets. Well, research proves that. Dr. Gail Saltz is the author of a new book that says living a secret life or a dual life provokes inner conflict that can lead to anxiety and chronic worry. And she says years of keeping secrets can cause digestive problems, headaches, pain, back pain, high blood pressure, and even a weakened immune system. And she said, it's normal, of course, to have secrets, but secrets that cause you to feel guilt and shame, when it gets to those kind of secrets, they're out of control, it will begin to affect your health. It will make you sick. The book that she has written is called The Anatomy of a Secret Life. And so, you know, I was talking to someone about being free. And when you're keeping secrets or you're living a dual life, you can never really be free because you're always trying to cover up for that other side of who you are or what you're hiding. And she says that it can have real and lasting adverse effects on your health. And so if that's you this morning, you might want to consider, she says, telling someone that you can trust and finding a way to free yourself. And so often you hear people and you see people that are sick and they have no real idea why they're sick. And she says, look no further than those secrets that you're hiding within, those deep and abiding secrets that make you feel guilty, that make you feel ashamed. Well, they also are making you sick. So if that's you this morning, that's just a word about what the scientists say and what the studies show that keeping secrets can do to your physical body. They can cause you to get in a situation where you're over-worried, over-stressed, and eventually just very sick. And sicknesses that really are untreatable, you know, because they're lingering and ongoing. But this morning, as we switch gears, we're going to be talking about profiting from the positive. And as I was reading the book, I thought, you know, we talk about positive psychology, not in terms of the scientific issues, not in terms of the research that's been done. But as I tell you all the time, each time we read an article, each time we talk about an issue, you later find out that there is literal research that bears it out. And this morning we're going to be joined by a doctor that has done lots of research on the issue and that is helping leaders to obtain strategies that will boost their productivity and transform their business. And you know, one of the hardest things for leaders and business owners is to find good human capital, and that's people who want to work. And all the time you hear people say, nobody wants to work anymore. Or if they do come to work, they only come to work to get a paycheck. Well, this morning, our doctor on point has some research that is going to help leaders, that's going to help business owners to really adjust that thinking and to change that thinking, not just in words, but what the science shows. She is also a coach that has helped major companies to turn their productivity around. So if that's you this morning and you're thinking, that sounds interesting, that sounds like something that we need. I don't think that there's any business that won't benefit from hearing how you can create a more productive workforce, how you yourself can begin to look at the things that maybe you're doing really, really well, and those things, those areas that you may be weak in, that you need to work on, that can make your team better. And sometimes it's hard for leaders to look at themselves because they are spending their days, their weeks, their months looking at the productivity of others. And sometimes it lies within the leader. Sometimes there are changes that leaders can make that will affect and infect their team. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. The book is called Profit from the Positive. And you know, anytime we can bring positive information, positive strategies, and help you to turn things around. That's exactly what we want to do. So if you're in need of a boost and you need to understand the psychology and the science behind it, this is a conversation that you don't want to miss. Now, before we go to break, I want to remind you again, we're winding down. We're getting close to this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. It's October 19th. You can go in and you can register at www.komenacadiana.org. It's going to take you directly to the team site. We're going to encourage you to get involved. Join our team, onpointtalk.com/Sylvia's. You can create your own team if you're at a business. And it's a great way, if you're working, to create that camaraderie for you all to get together and say, you know what, we're going to have a group of people that are going to go out and we're going to show our support. We're going to say no to breast cancer. We're going to help stamp it out by being the change that we want to see on October 19th. Go to the website and register at www.komenacadiana.org. It's 7:57. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll have more after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started this morning, and I hope you're not, I hope you're underway by now. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:05 Eastern. And you know, I was kind of setting you up this morning for what we were going to talk about. And you know how we're always talking about positive words, positive thoughts. Well, this morning, we're joined by an author, a doctor who is doing just that. And let me introduce you to her. Her name is Dr. Sinya Maimon, and she has been featured in PBS, This Emotional Life, Business Week, Public Radio International, USA Today, and lots of other mediums. And primarily for her work, she is a positive psychologist executive coach. And when entrepreneurs and executives seek far-reaching productivity, means they want to get better, they want to improve, they call on Dr. Sinya Maimon. She is the co-author of Profit from the Positive, Proven Leadership Strategies to Boost Productivity and Transform Your Business. And we welcome her for the very first time to the OPT Network. Dr. Maimon, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carla. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
It's a pleasure to have you. I want to first of all talk about every person that writes something or co-writes something. I always am curious about how the seed was planted for that book. And I want to talk about that. How did Profit from the Positive come about?
I have to tell you, the answer is blueberry pie. Which isn't a bad seed. My co-author Margaret and I are graduates in 2006 of the first ever master's program in positive psychology.
Wow.
At the university. It was incredible. We both felt that we were called to it just when we started reading about it online. It's a master's program, and it's developed by, this name may or may not be familiar to your listeners, Dr. Marty Seligman, who is really the source of optimism and positive psychology literature in academia. So he started this program, and Margaret and I came to it, and there were people there from all ranges of life, from ages 22 to 62. And what were we studying? We were studying how can you make people more resilient? How can you help make people more productive, more effective? And after we did that one-year program, Margaret and I kept in touch, and then we decided to meet over another love of ours, which is just baking. So we made blueberry pie at Margaret's home. While we were making it, we started talking and saying, she said, look, Senya, I've been working with executives at financial companies, and I know how effective these tools, these models are from positive psychology. What do you think? What's your experience? And I told her, I've been coaching executives, so CEOs, small startups, and what I'm finding is if I give somebody something concrete that they can believe and understand, then they just make that much more progress in what they want to do to be more productive. So we talked about it and said, why don't we put these tools together, these models, these tools, put them together into a book? And as you must know, Carla, some projects take so long. Mm-hmm. So this one took 4 to 5 years.
Wow.
And we really, it was a part-time thing for both of us. I was completing my PhD in organizational behavior out here at Stanford, and Margaret is a full-time executive coach and consultant. So it really was a part-time thing for us, but we loved it, and we love our collaboration. And so we worked on it, and got it to a place where we kept showing it to our audience, to our business audience. And finally, the business audience said, yes, this is a book I can read on the airplane. I can figure out what I can do with a part of my team that's not working or with myself to be more productive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our best.
Wow. And so I can feel sort of the love and the purposefulness, if that is even a word, that went into doing what you and Margaret have done by creating this model. Talk about the model and what it will bring to those leaders and those people that will read the book, not just for leaders, but for individuals as well.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, the things in Profit from the Positive, the tools in Profit from the Positive work, whether you are a solopreneur, you run your own company, you're your own designer, whether you work at a large company, whether you work for yourself, if you're not working, mm-hmm. it's so helpful because, why? What is it? It's literally walking you through, here's a problem that people often find in business. Let me give you the first problem in the first chapter
mm-hmm.
of the book.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I don't feel as productive as I could be. Well, which
right.
one of us doesn't
mm-hmm.
feel that? Even if we are productive, we
That's
still
right.
feel, what is something I can do? So I'll give you an example of, there are over 30 concrete suggestions based on research, but I'll give you an example just from that first chapter. I don't feel as productive. Say someone in business says that to us, and we say, okay, so you must set goals. Most people in business set goals. And they'll say, yeah, I set goals. And we'll say, well, when a lot of people set goals, they find that it's a longer process and it's something to move towards. How might you be able to break down even one of your goals into a habit, so into something that you can do, say, every day at 7:30 in the morning? How can you do that? Because that makes it so consistent for you. And it takes off the pressure, according to research. Your stress is completely diminished when you do something consistently and habitually. So how can you do that as a process? So that's one of the tools in the book. Set habits, not just goals.
And you know what I love about it is that the chapters and the way that it's broken down are almost paradoxical, if you will, instead of, you know, setting goals, set habits. You know, these are things that we were taught. You know, it's almost like a retraining of the mind on how to think about certain issues, isn't it?
That's interesting that you say that. I especially like that you say that, Carla, because one of the main concepts in psychology overall is reframing. How can you reframe a situation so that you see more of the change aspects or more of the positive aspects? So I think you're right on with that in terms of reframing habits with respect to goals.
Right. And so one of the things that I really, really like is when you talk about having considered that people literally infect your mood with, you know, with either positive or negative. And, you know, I talk about it probably every single day about changing your thinking and changing what's coming out of your mouth. But to know that there is a literal science and research behind that, I want you to talk about that, because a lot of people have not necessarily connected to the fact that they can go in and either infect or affect people with their mood.
I am so glad you brought that up, because that's one of the first things I thought about when knowing that I would be speaking with you. The part of the book that you're referring to, it's called the Achoo.
Exactly.
We call it the Achoo effect. It's sort of our conversational way of speaking to business people and to people anywhere. The technical psychology term is social contagion, but it's just like you say. So let me ask you this. Have you ever walked into a meeting and felt so much tension in the room that you've become tense?
Oh, yes. Many times.
That's an example of it. That's an example of the Achoo effect. If there's one thing that I'd love for you to remember for your listeners as I'm talking to you, mm-hmm. it is that it is like germs. So you can spread emotions mm-hmm. like germs. Literally, this is not my opinion. This is a researcher at Wharton who says that we can unconsciously catch both good and bad moods. Now, if we're going to do that, right, if we're mm-hmm. going to catch both good and bad moods, which one do you want to be?
Absolutely. You want to be the good mood. You want to be the good germ.
Exactly. You want to be the hand-washing. Mm-hmm. You want to be the good girl.
Absolutely.
To the degree, Carlette, that it actually, this ripple effect of unconsciously catching moods is so great that it takes one group member out of five to kind of infect the rest of the group with either a positive or a negative mood. That's a big deal, don't you think?
That is a big deal. And, you know, I think people never think about it that way. And when I read the Achoo effect, I was taken aback, because I was like, what in the world is that? But I love the sort of metaphorical way that science comes together with things that we have really known and prove out. And I tell my listeners all the time, because I'm an avid reader and I'm always reading articles and books, and I share that with our listeners. And to know that you can infect or affect the room, the place where you are, your workplace, it's such a powerful, powerful concept.
And I'll tell you one other thing that your listeners may or may not know. Bosses do it even more.
Mm-hmm.
And by extension, just think about it. If you're a parent, you also have much greater influence. There is a lot of research about how the head of a hierarchical structure, like a boss, just the mood that they're in is going to affect the rest of the team. Even showing bosses happy videos or sad videos affected the collaboration and productivity of the team, even when the team didn't know which video the boss had seen.
Wow. Let's do this, Dr. Maimon. Let's take a break here, but when we come back, we'll have more information, more great stories on profit from the positive. It's something that we all love. Proven leadership strategies to boost productivity and transform your business, but not just your business. I believe that it will also transform your life if you grab a hold to it. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back with more right after this.
Good morning, everybody. We're here with Octavia Williams from MedExpress Ambulance Service, and we're talking about the VIP program. Octavia, tell us what the VIP program is.
Carlette, the VIP program is a member enrollment program for our communities. It provides MedExpress Ambulance Service with valuable information to better serve the medical transportation needs of these communities. It also provides the VIP member with substantial savings on out-of-pocket costs for our services.
If I reside in Rapides Parish, is it of value for me to join the VIP program?
Absolutely. You'll receive VIP program rewards on wheelchair transport, as well as the availability of in-home health assessments. And there's no cost to join. For more information, 800-259-9771 or www.mymedx.net.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hicks
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the conversation, we're joined by Dr. Senya Maiman. The book that she has co-authored is called Profit from the Positive, Proven Leadership Strategies to Boost Productivity and Transform Your Business. And Dr. Maiman, during the break, we were having such an incredible conversation. And one of the things that we were talking about that you all talk about in the book are those people who have issues with control. They are sometimes called control freaks. And I want you to talk about how people can turn those things into a positive instead of allowing them to become negative.
Great. I'll give you two ways that people can help with their control freak nature. But first, Carlette, I want to point out that everybody to some degree has some aspect of being a control freak in some domain of their lives, and it's okay. It's okay to recognize it and then focus on it. Don't beat yourself up. Just recognize if it's something you want to change and change it. But going through life beating yourself up about something is not going to help you change it.
Mm-hmm. And let me stop you right there, Dr. Maiman, because I like in the book where you talk about identifying what it is. And you just did that. And for all of those people that are saying, they're talking to me, I'm a control freak, one of the first things you say you've got to do is identify it. And you, I guess kind of call it out, so to speak.
Absolutely. Label it. When you label it, it actually relaxes your brain. It lets your mind turn off that, oh, no, what is it? What is it?
Uh-huh.
It's okay. You've labeled it. It's there. It's bucketed. It's in a small bucket.
Hmm. And so why do you think that that helps when we label it? Because as I was reading the book, I was having an issue last week, and I did that arbitrarily. I kind of did it without knowing it. I just was in a funk, but for no, you know, just no real reason. And then I just sort of put that label on it. I'm feeling this way. And then I started, you know, kind of checking off, why am I feeling this way? Nothing's really wrong. But why is labeling really very important to getting to the root?
For example, if you were in a funk, it's the kind of thing that my grandfather a long time ago used to call, it's like the barrel where the one last drop overfills the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And suppose you can't see why that is, why that might be, whatever it is, whether someone's sad or upset or in a funk. But when you label it, you step away from it. In that way, you are no longer, you are not that emotion. You're becoming a much more objective judge of your own emotion. And what do you think that could do to you if you kind of step away from this thing that's starting to a little bit pull on you and nag on you? What happens if you try to objectify that?
Well, I guess I kind of move away from it, and I kind of really see that it's not the mountain that maybe I'm feeling within.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree that your reaction of I move away from it, that is right. It distances itself from you mentally. So it feels like one aspect, and perhaps it's an aspect that's possible to address.
Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, addressing who they are, and I talk about this a lot on the show, Dr. Maimon, living in the authenticity of self. And I think that that goes along with being a control freak or being whatever you are, but being able to label it. And a lot of people are unable to call it what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Carlette, it's like you and I were talking about during the break. There are really two things you can do if you feel that you're a control freak about something, but you don't want to be. Mm-hmm. The first is you can use your strengths. And the second is you can empathize and imagine the situation of the person to whom you're being a control freak. So let's break those down. The first one is completely using your strength, is completely related to what you're talking about in terms of authenticity.
Okay.
So let's give an example. If I'm a control freak about a project that I want done at the office, then I can look at what my strengths are. Now, suppose that one of my strengths is creativity. And suppose I've labeled that I'm being a control freak. So I've kind of distanced myself from that emotional tie on myself. So here I am. Here's Senya Maimon. And here is the part of me that's being a control freak. And I think, okay, what strengths could I bring to this picture? I have the strength of creativity. I actually happen to know that I can be resourceful and creative. How can I be creative about letting go of aspects of this project? How can I be creative about delegating it? How can I make it, for me, because my strength is creativity, one of my strengths, how can I make it into a game the way that I delegate it?
Mm.
So that would be using my strength.
Mm-hmm.
That we could consider somebody who has a strength of courage or bravery.
Mm-hmm.
Then that person might think, okay, the way that I'm going to address my being a control freak in this situation is that I'm going to be brave about it. It's going to be a little bit of risk to delegate, but I will be brave because I know that's something that I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
So you can address it in different ways. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it does. But, you know, as I was reading through the book, and, you know, I was thinking that most people are not, and let's see how I can say this. I guess we don't intellectualize all of the things, the emotions that we feel in the course of a day, a week, a month. Like I was telling you last week and telling our listeners, you know, that I kind of just had to go through and understand that what I was feeling, that sometimes those things that come to defeat us are really us. But most people are not going to understand how to label these feelings, how to identify them so that they can sort of separate. And I kind of think that this just happened by chance for me. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't anything purposeful other than I wanted to get out of that place. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You're saying if you hadn't, I think what you're saying is if you hadn't done that labeling just kind of by chance,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't have given you as much clarity. So you're glad you did.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is on a daily basis, most of us get stuck right there.
Mm-hmm.
We get stuck in that funk or we get stuck in perfectionism. And when you talk about that in the book, and I'm one of those people too, trying to get beyond that, where it's got to be perfect. It's got to be just right. You're over studying, you're over preparing. And then, you know, when you don't have the tools and you don't understand that there are mechanisms to get past that, you sort of stay there and you beat yourself up.
Exactly. And sometimes what you really just need is a broader perspective on both the thing that you're trying to label and maybe the way that you can, through who you are and your strengths, address that thing. And one way to get perspective is to talk to your close friends. So really, you might not know what's going on, but you can say, it's something between this and this. I don't quite know what's happening, but what do you think it is? And your close friends can give you that broader perspective.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, Dr. Maimon, what do you think is the most essential part of the book that, you know, because there are so many great examples and people that will read the book, whether they're in business, whether they're leaders, whether they're just people trying to live a better and more authentic life. I believe that anyone who reads the book will be able to identify themselves. What do you hope that people will take away from all of the work, all of the research, and all of the love that you all put into the book?
Thank you so much for that. That just sounds lovely, and I'm so glad you enjoyed the book. We really did enjoy writing it. I would say, in answer to your question, the aspect on positive deviance. Mm-hmm. The book is called Profit from the Positive. It's different ways that you can profit emotionally, financially, from positive aspects and from the teachings of positive psychology. So what is it to be a positive deviant? Imagine that you're looking out at a room of 100 people, and let's say they're standing from left to right. Let's say all the way on the left side are the people who are kind of can be the grouches, and that happens at work, and that's fine. That's just part of life. So let's say on the left side are all the people that can be grouches. And then the middle is just everybody, regular people who can have good moods, bad moods. And that's all of that is fine. And let's say all the way on the right side are the people who really inspire you at work, in your life, when you go to the gym, whoever they are. Mm-hmm. Now, how would you like to be one of those people if we spread out all of these people in a line? How would you like to be all the way on the right? How would you like to be a positive deviant?
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to help inspire people, lead them to see their strengths, help them see that they don't have to be a control freak, that they can delegate, help other people know, oh, I can actually rely on habits sometimes instead of goals to get out the door and go for my morning jog. So how is it that you can help be that deviant, that positive deviant, at your place of work, at your home, in your community? That's really what we set out to figure out in Profit from the Positive.
And you know what? I thought that was so interesting. I had to really stop when I saw that, a positive deviant. You know, I had to really wrap my mind around what that really meant. And that's what I talk about, almost sort of the paradox in, you know, the way that you use one thing, and one thing that we have come accustomed to, like setting goals, for instance, as opposed to don't make them goals, make them habits. And for me, I think that gave me sort of maybe a release from the pressure. Do you know what I mean?
Can you say a little more?
Absolutely. In other words, if you have all of these goals,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to get there, well, some of those things may fall by the wayside, but if you create a habit, then a habit is something that you do all the time. So
uh-huh.
Guess what? I'm never going to wake up in the morning without brushing my teeth. That's a habit.
Uh-huh.
You see, so when you make it a habit as opposed to a goal, I think it seems more attainable.
I agree, and I see what you mean by the paradoxical part of it. And I'll give an example that I use and that I know other people use, which is if you take your workout clothes and you set them just inside your front door, so just in a pile, your workout clothes, that's the first thing you see when you get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to go for a run, or if you wanted to take them with you to the office or to your gym, they're right there. They're your constant reminder. And it's just really little tweaks like that. It's really what is, so if you're standing at a stoplight and you know you have a meeting later in the day that you want to think about, actually try to plan that at that stoplight. You're at a stoplight, spend the 2-3 minutes at that stoplight thinking about the meeting. So really all we're saying is you could do very, very small things and they could have a big impact. And really the question you should be asking yourself is, what can I do that can impact the situation in a small way? That might get you there bigger than if you try to overwhelm yourself with what is this mountain ahead of me. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense. And I think that as we take that through the course of our day, you know, if we could focus on the small things, then we would be less overwhelmed. You know, because everybody, especially starting the week, we talk about momentum on Monday. Everybody has all of these plans of grandeur, of things that they need to get done and things that need to, big things. We never really focus on if I get one small thing done and I get that checked off my list, then that gives me a sense, that gives me personally a sense of peace and a sense of accomplishment, as opposed to having all of these really, really big things and never really accomplishing anything.
I am 100% with you. From an academic background and from a personal background, my own favorite page of the book is page 17, which has three questions on it. They are, what can I do for 5 minutes on this project?
Mm-hmm.
What is something I can do that will move the project by 1%, just by 1%, so something small? And then the last question is, what is the smallest action I can take for the biggest possible impact?
Mm.
So 5 minutes, 1%, smallest action. And for me, I live that every day.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Maimon, tell people how they can connect with you and Margaret and the book, Profit from the Positive, Proven Leadership Strategies to Boost Productivity and Transform Your Business.
I would love to. Thanks. Pretty much if you look for Profit from the Positive anywhere, in Google, on Amazon, you will find it. So if you would like to profit from the positive in your work life, in your home life, in your community life, then find Profit from the Positive. It's on Amazon. It's on the web. We love reaching out to people. So if you type it in, you'll also find our website, profitfromthepositive.com, and we would be delighted to interact with you in our blog, which is Dear Profit. So you can ask us. It's the blog on our website, profitfromthepositive.com.
Absolutely.
You can ask us questions there, and we'll answer. But really just feel... You can even implement the steps now after you've listened to this show. And if you'd like more information, we would be delighted for you to read more at Profit from the Positive, the book.
Absolutely. Dr. Sinya Maimon has been our guest. Her co-author is Margaret Greenberg. We want to thank you guys so much for being two powerful women that are bringing a powerful message not only to businesses but to individuals that are life-transforming. Dr. Maimon, thank you so much for spending the very best part and probably the earliest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you so much, Carlette, and thank you so much for being a part of the Achoo Effect and starting people's day off with a wonderful positive mood. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Hey, everybody, we've got to take a break here, but we'll be back with more right after this. Stay with us.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:43 Central Standard, 9:43 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. Remember, J&J is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective services not only for your home but your business. All you've got to do for an absolute free consultation is phone 800-819-5323, and they'll tell you how to make that happen. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. Expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now remember, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital still has available to you free mammograms. If you're 40 years old or older, you're uninsured or underinsured, now there's no excuses about why you don't get your mammogram. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts, or just phone 318-487-1122. Ask for Diane Kitts. Leave her a message if she's not available. Give her your name and your information, and she will surely contact you. Also, our partners and friends at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, so dedicated to excellence and dedicated to helping us to be the change that we all want to see in fighting breast cancer. Stop by any of the three locations of the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union and be the change by purchasing a ribbon, a pin, or some of the other items that we are really focusing on to raise money for breast cancer. The same with Davis One Stop. Also, our partners and our friends, McDonald's of Pineville, stop by there, get a ribbon as you're having lunch, and help us to keep this money right here in Central Louisiana. Help us to fight breast cancer. Now, switching back to Dr. Senya Maiman, what an incredible, incredible woman that she and women that she and Dr. She and Margaret Greenberg are. Just the idea of putting the research together behind things that we really think about, but we really don't know necessarily how to change. And I was telling her, as I was telling you guys again, about being in a funk and understanding how to label a thing or a feeling or an emotion or a place. And when you find and label that thing. And I really thought about it last week, and I continue to think about it as I read the book. When you really look within yourself, there is no one that can really defeat yourself except yourself, if that makes sense. We are our own worst critics. We are our own worst enemies. And when we can really identify what it is, then that's when you start to do the work. It's not until you will confront an issue or a thing that you'll be able to conquer it. And that's what these kind of books do. They help you to really see those real simplistic things that we just need to be the difference maker in our days. And so when you just look at the fact that you might be a person that has perfectionism issues, or you might be a person that wants to control things. And I love what she said. She said, you take those strengths and you rely on those strengths to help you out of those situations. And I know each and every one of us has it. And I was telling her, I would say that women are more controllers, but I think that everyone to a certain issue has control issues. And I think that it's the way that you allow those things to work in your life that will affect you. You know, they can affect you positively or negatively. And she talked about the achoo effect. Achoo is really, it's the sound that we make when we sneeze. And what we're spreading when we give ourselves to our work, when we give ourselves to each other, what are you spreading? Had you thought about that? Had you ever thought about that? And I never really did until after I read the book about how we literally spread positive or negative. And you can make a decision. You can make a decision each and every morning. You can make a decision to be positive in your home with your kids. And I talked yesterday about an article about yelling. And I know we're all guilty. I'm not going to sit here and say that we don't yell. We're all guilty, but progress instead of perfection. We're trying to get better. And we want to make sure that our kids have good, positive energy in the morning, just as we do, to get their day started. Hey, you hear the music. You know what that means. That means I got to take a break, but we'll be back right after this. Stay with us. Good morning, everybody. We're here with Octavia Williams from MedExpress Ambulance Service. And we're talking about the VIP program. Octavia, tell us what the VIP program is.
Carlette, the VIP program is a member enrollment program for our communities. It provides MedExpress Ambulance Service with valuable information to better serve the medical transportation needs of these communities. It also provides the VIP member with substantial savings on out-of-pocket costs for our services.
If I reside in Rapides Parish, is it of value for me to join the VIP program?
Absolutely. You'll receive VIP program rewards on wheelchair transport, as well as the availability of in-home health assessments. And there's no cost to join. For more information, 800-259-9771 or www.mymedx.net.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team are hosting the second annual Pink Party for the Cure in efforts to raise money. We want to encourage you to get your tickets, get your tables. Be the change that you want to see down in Bunkie at the Hayes Auditorium, October the 26th. It's going to be the party of all parties. It's going to be bigger, better, and greater than last year's. All you've got to do for more information is phone 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Also want to remind you that MedX Ambulance Service, MedExpress Ambulance Service, is having their VIP membership drive. It's absolutely free. People are literally calling us from various different parishes, but I think it's only Rapides Parish. And so we're reminding people that it's only Rapides Parish, but if you're in Rapides Parish, you can become a VIP member today by simply dialing 800-259-9771. Now, if you want more information, you can go to their website at mymedx.net. Again, enrollment is absolutely 100%, no cost to you. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish. His number, 318-346-6695. That's for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. And then we want to remind you about Sisters on a Mission. They're having their 7th annual Sisters in Pink Luncheon, Saturday, September the 28th, 11 a.m. It's going to be at the Alexandria Convention Hall downtown. Get your tickets. For more information, you can phone Maxine Gaines at 318-484-9537 for tickets. It's going to be lunch. They're going to have a great speaker. It's always a huge, huge event. Wear your pink, go out and celebrate life, celebrate survivorship, and celebrate with Sisters on a Mission, September the 28th. And we want to encourage you, we want to remind you that if you have not gotten signed up to walk, you can go to www.comanacadiana.org. Sign up for our team. We look forward to seeing your face at the race. And you know what? No worries. You don't have to train. You don't have to get ready. All you've got to do is bring your sneakers, bring yourself, come out, and get prepared to have the best time you've ever had. Fellowship with people that maybe you didn't know. Meet new friends. And just really be there to love on each other. That's what it's about. It's about such camaraderie. It's about such togetherness. And I'm telling you, when you do it, you'll be so hooked that every year you'll be literally racing to get signed up. We love it, and we want to encourage each and every person that will simply say yes to the cure to get signed up. Once again, our team is onpointtalk.com/Sylvia's. We're all going to come together, and you know what? We want to have the biggest, baddest, loudest team out there. So join today by going to www.comanacadiana.org. We're going to have more about the race. We're going to have more about fundraising. We're going to have more stories, more information. And you know what? We want you to do what we ask you to do every day, and that is be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. We want to thank you so much for spending what we consider to be the very best and earliest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Remember, you got to love yourself. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. And you know what tomorrow is. It's Wind Down Wednesday already. Can you believe it? Well, God willing, we'll see you right back here tomorrow for Wind Down Wednesday. Have a great one, everybody.
Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.